It says, and this is King James Version, excuse me. It says, "Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before, I press towards the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus." Are you going to allow what you feel like determine who you are? Are you going to allow your past mistakes determine your future direction? Are you going to allow the enemy to lie to you as to who you really are and what you really have? I implore you today, choose Christ. And I know, like I said, most of you, just about everybody here, raise their hand, you're born again. But I've come to this realization that the thing with being a believer, to being a Christian, to being, you know, a child of God, it's a daily choice. Because reason why there's always daily opposition to pull you away from him, to separate you from God, to keep you away from your fellowship with him, to keep you away from your closeness with him, to put a gap between you and him so that you're not able to do what he's called you to do, to be who he said you are, to accomplish what he's set for you to accomplish in this world. The devil wants you to be non-effective. He wants you to be of no effect in this world. He couldn't stop you from getting born again, but maybe he could stop you from leading somebody else to Christ, from making an impact in somebody else's life, from causing somebody else to see the light. So he puts opposition in front of you to try to draw you away from who God is. So choosing God, the first time is the most important time, but you have to do it every time of every day so that you don't get distracted or separated in your mind and in your intent and in your heart from the one who redeemed you from all destruction. He's your Savior. He's your Redeemer. He's your Father. He's your Comforter. He's your Confidant. He's a friend that sticks closer to you than a brother. He never leaves you. He never forsakes you. I've heard this saying, and I'm not sure where it came from, but I've heard somebody say something to this effect: you can take 1,000 steps away from God, and you turn around to go back, and it's just one step. Just one step. Whew. Oh, Jesus. See, the enemy wants you to think that God is mad at you, that he's upset with you. But what we have to realize is that we have to realize that God cares for us deeply. Let's go to John. This is one that we all know, but let's go here, John 3:16. And this is going to be in the passing translation. Scratch that. We will come back to passing translation, but we're going to do King James first. It says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent his son not into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. Let's go over to the Passion Translation.